And if you, if this were a city block and you wanted to get from here to here and you didn't want to go around the corner, rather you wanted to come this way, what would you say you were going to do?
Cut across.
Mm-hmm. In the 30s, what was public transportation in Oklahoma City?
Streetcars. And some buses. Had streetcars and buses.
Mm-hmm. If you were wound one of these and your corner came up and the bell didn't work, what would you tell the conductor?
Let me off.
Or, I want what?
I want off.
Washington, D.C. is the seat of the federal
government.
Mm-hmm. Between 1860...
I got a new thinking on this, but... Mm-hmm. Circus.
Yeah. The five-quartered circus and all the other ones.
Right.
And the civilians. Between 61 and 65, the North and the South were in the...
Civil War.
What did they do?
What's getting at here?
In this war, the North did what? The South did what to the North?
They were fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. So the two sides did what? They
opposed each other, or and what?
Fought.
Yes, they fought.
Mm-hmm. The sheriff is supposed to preserve
peace and order,
or law and order.
Law. I say peace and order is rule.
Would you ever say law and order?
Probably.
Right.
I'd probably use them interchangeably. I don't know that I would use one more than the other.
Mm-hmm. Peace and order, or what's the other one?
Law and order.
Mm-hmm. What did they do to horse thieves here in the early days?
Well, they generally whip them.
And
catch them.
Anything with a rope?
I understand they would hang them or hung them.
I had an interesting time on these questions down in the Indian area in the southeast of the Choctaw Nation.
I expect there were several ways of dealing with them.
Yeah, they used to shoot them. That is, they shot the criminals, those who were convicted. But they were tried in the Indian court and then they were paroled. The Indian was given the time to turn up and be shot. He turned up.
Hmm.
His man's word was his honor. Without his honor, he was no good. For thieves, though, they whipped him. I talked to a man who said his wife had a coat stolen by an Indian boy. He just bought a new coat, and his kid lifted it. The kid was caught, tried in court, and sentenced to be whipped. And his mother had to do it, right there in front of the assembled court and all the spectators. And he said, boy, she really laid on. She didn't want to have that happen again.
Well, I went to an elementary school where had a principal that believed in the parents administering the punishment in her office there. She would never touch the kid.
Good for her.
But some kid get caught for playing hooky or being most disorderly in the school, you know, this principal would call the parents. Either the father or the mother would have to come, and she would say prescribe the punishment, and the parents would have to do it. I don't know whether this was backed up by some legal technicality or what, but most principals, of course, would take it on themselves.
Either that or deliver a stern lecture.
Yeah. Well, no, at that time, it wasn't uncommon for people or students to get whipped.
We're doing that in Stillwater. They get paddled sometimes.
They can't do it here now.
It's too bad. Very salubrious effect sometimes.
Yeah, but this principal, as mean as she was, and she was a big woman, it's probably better the parent did it than the principal. Cause
yeah. Well, let's try some states. Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania.
Cleveland.
Ohio.
Norfolk.
Virginia.
Winston-Salem.
North Carolina.
Atlanta.
Georgia.